Deacon Dorotheos looks after the 165-year-old Halki Theological School for the long-awaited time when it reopens its doors.
Taste of one of the classes.
When this school was at its height, never had more than 120 students. Very few students, good professors, so that they could have an excellent education. We try to keep it clean and ready for the reopening.
The school was closed in 1971 as part of legislation to close independent university institutions. But observers say the closure was as much to do with the then high tensions between Turkey and Greece over the island of Cyprus. Dorotheos says the school is crucial to the 60,000-member Greek Orthodox community. The school is the only institution in Turkey that can train priests. And Dorotheos says without the school, it's becoming increasingly difficult for the church to replace aging priests.
Each church, each chapel must have his own priest. We can't imagine a baby unbaptized or one who is dead not to have a priest conduct the last prayers for him. All those who graduated beforehand from this school, they were very, very successful as priests, as bishops, and as patriarchs.
Supporters of the school's reopening recently got a boost when President Obama spoke in Turkey's parliament.
For democracies cannot be static. They must move forward. Freedom of religion and expression lead to a strong and vibrant civil society that only strengthens the state. Which is why steps like reopening Halki Seminary will send such an important signal inside Turkey and beyond.
The president's call is echoed by the European Union, which Turkey is seeking to join. Parliamentary Foreign Affairs Committee spokesman Suat Kanukluoglu says the Turkish government does not oppose reopening the school, but only under certain conditions.
I don't think it can be solved in the short term. In essence, our government has no objection to the school to be reopened and for it to train priests for the Greek Orthodox Church. But if this school would function outside of the national education umbrella, there could be a multitude of other schools being set up that would seek similar exemption from the national education system. It's something that we're not ready to do. If the Greek Orthodox Church agrees to have the school part of the Turkish educational system, there's no problem.
But the offer has been dismissed by the Ecumenical Patriarch of the Greek Orthodox Church. Bishop Gennadios says the school's specialized role of training priests does not fit the country's university structure.
We would like to have our school as it was before. It's not a medical school or a school of engineers. It's a school which is just to train priests for the future and for our communities here in Istanbul, but also for other Orthodox churches around the world. And I think this is our right, to have our schools, like our churches, and everything which is related to this community, which not came from outside, but this is part of this land. They were born here, they're Turkish citizens, they serve in the army, they are loyal to society, and as a Turkish citizen, they have also their own rights.
At a local church, a small service is being held by an aging priest. With no new priest, there is growing concern about the future of the Greek Orthodox Church in Istanbul. Speaking to worshippers, there is concern for the future and feelings of discrimination. This man's view is typical.
Benim bir Rum olarak ibadetimi yapabilmek için bu benim için gerekli.
As a Turkish citizen of Greek descent, it is necessary to practice my religion. There are priests which don't deserve this status, but they are there just to fill this void, he says. Like military schools are exempt from the Ministry of Education, so our school has to be independent as well, he says. Ankara is under mounting diplomatic pressure from the United States and the European Union to reopen the school, and that pressure is set to increase, with the church considering taking the matter to the European Court of Human Rights. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.